Well, it's been another day of violence in Turkey. At least one person dies and nearly 20 others are injured as a car bomb explodes in the southeast. Reports say the bomb went off when a police car passed by in the town of Şemdinli in Hakkari province. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan called the bombing a heinous attack and blamed Kurdish militants. Hakkari province is close to Turkey's borders with Iraq and Iran. It's been a scene of frequent conflict between Turkish troops and members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK. The group has been fighting for autonomy since the early 1980s. Well, joining us now from Washington is William Jones with the Executive Intelligence Review to discuss the situation a bit further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Jones. Now, how much of the situation in Syria do you think is a spillover effect from what we're seeing taking place in Syria?
It's a direct result. When you sow the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. And Turkey, of course, was one of the forces that was pushing most heavily for some kind of military action, some kind of a safe zone that would be created, which is the first step to military action, as we saw in Libya. So that they have helped to create the ferment and the chaos that exists in Syria. According to reports now, on the basis of the enemy of my enemy is my friend, there is probably some kind of a collaboration between the forces of the Syrian government and the PKK or the Kurdish movement to counter any attempts from the Turkish side against Assad. So in one sense, and I think the Turkish government probably is becoming a bit wary of that policy, But it was the fact of promoting this so-called insurgency in Syria that created the climate in which violence is spreading throughout the region. And now I think Turkey is feeling this very up close.
Well, while doing a cost-benefit analysis of what's taking place in Turkey as a direct result of its policies in Syria, do you think Turkey is coming to reassess those policies, and that's why we're seeing a shift from Turkey towards Qatar with regards to Syria, as we're seeing this conference taking place in Qatar now regarding the SNC and expanding it and evolving it?
Well, there are a couple things that are involved here. One, of course, is that the Obama administration, against the advice of its own military, has been pushing this surrogate warfare in Syria. And this has all been going into the hands more and more of the militants in the area, not of the people who the United States thought were going to be the great democratic resurgence in Syria. They have been sidelined. And that the main force there are now the people who, in other circumstances, would be mobilized against the United States. So that the U.S. finds itself in something of a dilemma, and they're bending over backwards now to try and create some kind of an opposition to put a semblance of sanity on what has been, in fact, an insane policy. I think what the Turks are doing in that respect is that they do have feelers out, among others, to Iran to try and create some kind of a negotiated solution to this situation. My impression is that the original push towards taking a hard line against the Assad regime is now being replaced by an understanding that that might not be in the interests of Turkey. And that's where the direction they seem to be going, although I'm sure it's very much in flux and there are different factions that are involved. So everything is not played out at this point.
All right, we're just going to have to wait and see how that develops. That was William Jones with the Executive Intelligence Review joining us from studios in Washington. Mr. Jones, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.